So council members Ann Kitchen and Kathy Tovo submitted one plan, and then council member Greg Kassar and Mayor Steve Adler submitted another plan. But the biggest takeaway from both plans is that there are more agreements here than differences. So both plans will limit sitting, lying, or camping on sidewalks in busy parts of downtown like 6th Street and Congress Avenue and around some of the homeless shelters. But the Kitchen-Tovo plan takes it a bit farther and includes the drag in parts of UT's West Campus. It also includes parts of East Austin like 11th and 12th Streets. I spoke with both council members, Kitchen and Tovo, and Kitchen tells me this all boils down to ensuring safety for everyone.
Saying that it is okay to camp or even sit and lie in areas that are not safe is not good for anyone. And I don't consider that. That's not discriminatory.
The plan that Councilmember Kassar and Mayor Adler support is based off a 2010 map. It shows where people can't ride their bikes on sidewalks. Now, this map is primarily focused on the downtown area, so it doesn't really include any restrictions in West Campus apart from a section of the drag or in areas in East Austin. Mayor Adler tells me he knows the map is outdated, but he says it's still a good starting point.
If the city's identified sidewalks that have so much traffic on them that they shouldn't have bicycles on them. For the same reason, we shouldn't have people camping, sitting, or lying. It's not safe for them. It's not safe for everyone else.
So this list of sidewalks around downtown that they're looking at to make it, again, a crime to camp, sit, or lie, that is expected to grow in both of these plans because they're still waiting for that map to be updated within, I guess, this week and then next week when the city council meets to take up both of these plans. Now, Mayor Adler tells me he expects that council members won't have any sort of problem coming to some sort of agreement.